What? Hi.
You drive this, Kyle.
What? I'm driving? So today on a new episode of the V-Tan, starring Josh and Kyle,
hey,
we're going to talk about the movie Deadpool. We just went and saw it, so there may be spoilers if you haven't seen it yet. It's been out for a couple of weeks, so...
Hey! Been trying to meet you.
That noise you hear in the background is me watching Daredevil. I'm doing a really shitty job of editing this podcast, and I don't really feel like recording an introduction, so I'm just going to spit it out real quick. Oh, welcome, by the way, to the V10 podcast. This is me and Kyle reviewing Deadpool. It was pretty good. Listen to us talk about it for an hour. Thanks.
Wow, we waited a long time to see this movie. No one else did. This movie made a shit ton of money.
Way more money than they were expecting.
Well, some kids had to have snuck. No, that doesn't make sense. They wouldn't have been able to buy
tickets.
No, there
were kids that went in because their parents didn't know any better. Oh. And then they took their kids out of there.
Did that happen?
Oh, a lot. To the point where, like, Ryan Reynolds was, like, later on saying, like, yeah, everything that we said was, this is not your kid's movie.
Yeah.
Like, don't bring your kids.
All right, Kyle, what do you think is the most inappropriate thing that kids saw in that movie?
A burnt Ryan Reynolds dick.
You saw his dick, right? I didn't make that
lot.
Up. But it was right over the flame was
kind of
covering.
Kind of, yeah.
But you could see it dangling, right?
Yeah, you could see some dangles.
Just like Eastern Promises. Yeah.
There's that. That was probably, you know what, there wasn't really a ton of crazy violence. I would say the most violent thing.
Are you kidding me? That movie's...
No. It's got violence, but there's, like, I've seen worse in horror movies.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't so much gore, it was just violence.
No, exactly.
But I would say probably the most graphic thing was the guy who splattered against the sign.
I like the guy.
Because he kind of exploded when he hit it.
I like the guy who got his head chopped off. But yeah, that guy on the sign was cool for two reasons, because he smashed into the sign, but then he kind of, like, fell off, slid down.
Yeah, he slid down later.
That was cool.
Yeah.
So, Deadpool.
Yeah, so we saw that. That was a thing.
It was good.
Where would you like to start?
Okay.
Okay, well, so wait, before we talk about the movie,
let's talk about
what you were expecting to see before we went in.
Okay.
Because normally what we do when we do a review is we talk before we go and see it. Then we go and see it, and then we come back so that we can go, and we're back!
Yeah.
And then...
Catchphrase.
And then we talk about what we had seen.
So, okay, let's start off with... I don't know. As time goes by, it's not a surprise. It's not news, but I become more and more kind of jaded against the Marvel movies. This is a Fox movie, but it's Marvel characters. I mean, for the most part, I'm cool with all of the non-Disney Marvel movies. Like, I really like all the Spider-Mans, most of the X-Mens. I even kind of like that Fantastic Four movie, you know.
the Josh
Trank one. But this one, there was something before the movie came out, there was something about the marketing and, like, the hype surrounding it that made me kind of just feel queasy about it. I was like, I guess Deadpool is a thing now. And I think I'd mentioned it before that it was the writers. Because I listened to a podcast called Nerd Poker with Brian Posehn and Jerry Dugan. And
Brian Posehn is the guy who wrote for Deadpool, the comic. And he's like the tall comedian.
He's the tall,
deep
voice guy.
He talks kind of like nasally.
Well, he's kind of got a deep voice. But yeah, he does talk nasally, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
He's on the Sarah Silverman show, and he's on Just Shoot Me a lot. He's the bearded guy with the glasses. He was in a 5-year engagement with Jason Segel.
Was he also one of the freaks at table 7 in the wedding scene?
He may have been. But yeah, but do you remember the guy who made the sandwiches in Forgetting Sarah Marshall? Not 5-year engagement?
You know what? I've never seen that movie.
Oh, it's good.
I've never seen it.
I highly recommend it.
Okay.
I think Nick Stoller wrote it.
I think you have a thing for, like, romance.
What do you mean?
Because there's a lot of movies that you watch
that
are, like not necessarily rom-coms, but they're kind of rom-coms.
Like what?
Like...
Begin Again was my favorite movie of 2014.
Okay, wait, maybe not rom-coms, but, like, there's a love story behind a lot of stuff. There was Spectacular Now.
Love that movie.
What else was obviously now that I want to make a list of things I can't think
this
of anything
happened
else.
Earlier today too.
But anyways, but there's a lot of things where it's like you're often like, you should watch this.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like most movies have a romantic plot in them. Name a movie that doesn't. Too late, you lose.
I can come up. Blues Brothers.
Okay, wow. See, you had to go back to the Blues Brothers like 30 years to find a movie.
But they did have a love for music.
They sure did.
And each other.
Yeah, they did love each other. And they also loved Four Chickens and a Coke.
Yep. Diet Coke.
Was it?
I think it was Diet Coke.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. No, and a Coke. I think it's Coke.
Speaking of Coke, I made a terrible mistake. We went to watch the movie, and I had 3 shots of espresso and a Coke Zero. That's caffeine and aspartame, which are 2 of the worst diuretics. So halfway through the movie, I'm like, I got to pee so bad.
They're changing the name of aspartame.
Aspartame?
Yeah. They're changing it to, Encino
amino acid?
Sugar or something like that.
Well, they've already done that with high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, they changed that to sucralose?
No, sucralose is like aspartame. It's like a non-sugar.
Yeah, I know, but...
But high fructose corn syrup?
Yeah.
Is now called corn sugar.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was like one of those like sucralose type things.
No, sucralose is... High fructose corn syrup is really bad for you. It's like really fattening, really high calorie, and really like high sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And they use that.
Oh yeah, it's terrible for you. That's what makes you fat.
They use that instead of sugar and soft drinks and stuff.
Yeah,
and everything like Salisbury steak is loaded with high fructose corn syrup. But they change it to corn sugar to get people, or the huge lobby, the big corn lobby, tried to get people to change it because high fructose corn syrup is such a stigmatized name now. So aspartame is saying people are like, aspartame, doesn't that give you cancer? Yeah, it gives you cancer. Like freaking vaccines give you autism, dickhead. That's why, can I tell, okay, we're going to talk about Deadpool, I promise, listeners. But
they're calling it Amino Sweet.
I told you Amino Sweet. Yeah, Amino Sweet, that's
Amino
not...
Amino Sweet is what they're going to call it.
It reminds me of Jurassic Park.
Okay.
I want to step on a soapbox for a second here because, all right, I'm very quickly going to tell you a pet peeve of mine, and then we're going to go back to Deadpool. And my pet peeve is people who lie. Because, let me explain something to you. Okay. Did you ever watch Doubt?
The movie?
Yeah, it was one
Is
of
that
my
the
favorites.
One with the nuns?
Yeah, sure
with Meryl
was.
Streep and Amy Adams?
It was about a diddling priest.
Okay.
But despite the fact that he was a diddler, he was still a priest, and there's a scene where he gives a sermon, like a church sermon.
Philip Seymour Hoffman
did
is
a great
the priest?
Job. One of his last movies.
It wasn't one of his last movies.
Yeah, it was.
That was like 10 years before his last movie.
Are you kidding me? That's like a 2013 movie.
No way.
It's 2012 at
oh
the
my
latest.
God.
At the earliest.
Okay, continue while I research
Anyways.
This.
What's the over-under? 5 years is the over-under, all right? That's
okay.
Okay, 5 okay. years. 2010.
2010?
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
He talks about, he gives a sermon, he talks about...
Oh, you were wrong, sir.
What is it?
2008.
No way! Is
2008,
that...
yeah.
God
yeah,
damn
almost
it.
Almost 10 years ago.
Time flies, man.
Yeah. Anyways, continue.
We don't need to talk about this anymore. Now I'm depressed. How many years? I can't do math right now. That was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyways, in the movie, he tells a parable. And the parable is this. There's a woman who tells lies and gossip. And he goes, all right, I want you to go home and get your pillow. Take the pillow up onto the fire escape at the top of your building. And I want you to take your butcher knife and stab the pillow and tell me what happens. So she goes home. She takes her pillow up to the fire escape. She stabs her knife, cuts it open, and a big gust of wind comes and blows all the feathers away. And they're just like, it's like basically like a snowfall, like feathers everywhere. She goes back to the priest and she goes, I did what you told me. And he goes, and what happened? What was the result? She goes, feathers everywhere as far as the eye can see. And he goes, now I want you to go and get all those feathers and put them back in the pillow. And she goes, well, it can't be done.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, that is lies and gossip. You say some shit, then it goes out in the world forever for everyone to hear and believe, and then you'll never get it back in the pillowcase. And I forgot why I brought this up.
Lies. Aspartame.
Yes. So the thing is, people said aspartame causes cancer, mm-hmm. and now everyone hates aspartame. And you know what, Kyle? I love aspartame. It's delicious.
But it's not good for you.
Well, it's better for you than sugar.
To some degree.
Well, I have a family.
Like, sugar has its own problems.
I have family.
But so does
diabetes.
Aspartame. It doesn't matter which one you take. It's all in
moderation.
Exactly.
Anyways, Deadpool.
So, okay, so your thoughts about Deadpool before we went and saw it.
So, I really kind of didn't want to watch it. I'm like, first of all, I'm not the hugest Ryan Reynolds fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually more than 90% of the movies he makes I'm not a fan of. I'm like, I really don't like his movies. I have no problem with the man himself, but his movies are not good to me or not very entertaining to me. I love Waiting. But Van Wilder, no thank you.
Really? I like Van Wilder. Really? I forgot about that one. Yeah, I liked Van Wilder.
That was back when Tara Reid was hot. And
not Sharknado Tara Reid.
Yeah, but man, we gotta
continue.
Everything I say, I feel like I need to analyze because that's like I'm sure she's a lovely lady and her appearance doesn't matter.
Apparently she's not that lovely of a lady from what I've heard.
So then.
But I don't know. Maybe if I work with her, I'll be able to give you.
Hey, see? Yeah. You don't want to
maybe if
that
I work
rich.
On Sharknado 4 if she doesn't get killed
Kyle,
off.
Kyle, if you ever work on Sharknado 4, I need to sneak onto set with you and touch a shark and possibly.
A CG shark. None of them are real.
Hmm.
Unless, like, one of the Shark Tank guys are there.
I'll touch,
one of them.
I'll touch that guy. Mark Cuban?
Sure.
Anyways.
I'll touch that guy for $1 million. There's my thing right there.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Yeah.
So I wasn't excited for it. And then I saw that a ton of people were, and I couldn't understand why. Because Deadpool is not a popular character. The thing is, he's not mainstream, but the people who like him really like him.
Mm-hmm.
And most recently, I read a Deadpool story that I loved, and I thought, they will never turn this into a movie because they're stupid. Like, very quickly.
Like, Hollywood is stupid?
Yeah. So, I'll tell you a story, and immediately, when you hear the story, you're going to say, that could never work as a movie. And then, okay. I'll ask you the question, like, why not? But apparently, it could never work. So, here's the story.
Okay.
Evil Warlock uses necromancy to bring back to life all of the dead corpses of all of America's founding fathers.
Okay.
George Washington, John Adams, Ben Franklin, Alexander Hamilton...
Alexander Hamilton! And they're all zombies?
Thomas
or they're
Jefferson?
All just normal?
They're most of them are presidents. They're dead, and they each have powers based on the presidency. So, for example, Roosevelt...
George Washington can never tell a lie?
Yeah. Roosevelt can control animals. Because he's like a beastmaster. Because you know how he wrestled bears and shit, right?
Okay.
He's the toughest dude ever. So the thing is, all these ex-presidents and founding fathers are back...
Is it like the ex-presidents of Saturday Night Live cartoon?
But they're dead, and they're, like, necrotic, they're, like, dead bodies. So Captain America is tasked to put a stop to them.
This sounds insane already.
Captain America is so patriotic, and he loves America and its history so much that he can't bring himself to punch George Washington in the face.
Okay.
So they're like, what are we going to do? Well, Deadpool doesn't have that qualm. Deadpool has no problem chopping the head off of old presidents. So he goes to Washington and kills the shit out of dead presidents.
Okay.
This story is funny and entertaining and wild and crazy. And it makes an example of what Deadpool is for. Like, mm-hmm. He's for the type of crazy-ass stories. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But then everyone will agree, well, we can never turn that into a movie. But why, Kyle?
You know what? That would be a movie if there was enough franchise.
It'd be like Deadpool
beforehand.
4?
Yeah, it would have to have happened for a while, but it would also have to mingle with everything else.
Yeah,
like you would need
Captain America
show up
in
that universe. But I could see it done as a web series.
Mm-hmm.
That I could see.
I could see it animated,
mm-hmm.
like,
but not like a full, like not a Ryan Reynolds movie.
No,
not like as the sequel or not as the beginning storyline.
Not ever in live
but you
action.
You know what? If Marvel was all one universe, as opposed to different studios, that would have been an interesting first movie.
Yeah, because you could. Because
then that would be the reason why Deadpool would come in. You'd get his origin story,
exactly.
And he's like. And now I'm here.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And now I've got to kill some fucking presidents.
But the problem is, again, the problem that I've always had with Marvel, which you always misinterpreted into being, I don't want to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. The problem I have is that because of money, because of the dollars, they're restricted in what kinds of stories they're allowed to tell.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's why Spider-Man is going to have to be shoehorned into Civil War, because they didn't, up until recently, have the luxury of seeding his character throughout the other movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're just going to, oh, and now here's Spider-Man. You know?
Well, because he's going to, isn't he supposed to be in more of an essential role in...
In Civil War, he's pivotal. He kind of understands both sides, you know, because he's always about doing the right thing, but he also needs to protect his identity.
Mm-hmm.
But then he joins Iron Man and he takes his mask off. He reveals himself. He gets the Iron Spider suit. And then, shit.
Well, that's how it is in the comics.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, though, is that in the movies, like, is he going to have, like, a small role? Is he going to have, like, a, hey, I'm Spider-Man kind of cameo? Because in a follow-up movie, he's going to have a bigger role.
He's going to appear, my understanding is he's going to appear in Captain America Civil War.
Yeah.
And then he will have a pivotal role in Avengers 3.
Right. Infinity War?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because apparently those are coming. Like, they're two-parting it now.
Yeah, it's two parts. Can I tell you something that really pisses me off about
I hate two-parter movies.
Me too. They're just...
If you're going to do a two-part story, give it two different names.
Yeah.
Like, just make it another movie.
Or just make it another movie. Yeah, don't give me a cliffhanger bullshit ending.
Yeah, like, that's what TV's for. TV is meant for episodes. Mm-hmm. Movies are not meant for episodes.
Exactly.
Like... I hate it. I hate, like,
it's really,
it irks me to no end, because, like, if you're already doing, okay, now we have the Thor movie, we have an Iron Man movie, we have this,
yeah.
Those are kind of like episodes.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But it's like, but they're all their own movie.
Uh-huh.
And then when you do a part one and a part two, you're making, like, it's so stupid. Just make it Infinity War and then have it be like, you have like a cliffhanger,
uh-huh.
But it's its own movie. Don't make it so that it's like.
Well, because the problem is...
It's so stupid.
I'll tell you, Kill Bill 1 is like, I hate Kill Bill 1. I love Kill Bill 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I prefer Kill Bill 1 way more than 2.
Do you know why? It's because...
Because there's more story in 2 than there is in 1?
Well, the thing is, it's the same thing. When you have the two-parter movies, you're basically going to front-load all the story exposition in the first and all the badass action and fun stuff in the second. Right? So, like, Harry Potter 1 and 2... Harry Potter 8, 1 and 2. Harry Potter 8, 1... Like, nothing happens. They walk around the forest for, like, a year,
yeah,
you know, and then all the cool shit happens in Harry Potter 8, too.
Yeah, so it's kind of like you got to watch it just so that you know
exactly
what's about to happen.
And if they had, and it truly is one long movie. It's mm-hmm. not like Harry Potter 8, 1 should have a beginning, middle, end, and an arc, mm-hmm. and so should the second one. That's what you're talking about. Just make them separate movies.
But this is how I feel about the Star Wars movie.
No.
Because it's all, like, there's all the fun is still in this one,
mm-hmm.
but it feels like it's like, okay, we just got to throw in
it's
a bunch of stuff
because
we got to tell you more story later
mm-hmm,
on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we just want you to know who these people are so that we can have more fun later.
But there is a benefit to it, because apparently the script for episode 8 has been rewritten based on the reactions that people had to certain elements of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, from what my understanding is, the quote was, we had to incorporate a character who we didn't expect to be as popular as he became.
Was it Traitor?
Maybe. He's dead now, isn't he?
Maybe. He might not be.
Ooh.
Maybe they could bring him back.
I was thinking maybe it could be Chewie and or Leia and or Snaps Waxley, whatever the hell his name.
Who?
Snaps Waxley?
Who was this?
He's the pilot with the beard who takes pictures of Starkiller Base.
Oh, okay.
You know the one, right?
Yeah, sure.
He's like the new Porkins.
Or,
you know who? I think it might be the Simon Pegg guy.
He's going to have a more pivotal role?
Well, because in...
I want that droid.
Yeah, well, because he apparently, in the book, again, this is in the book.
Yes.
He's like her guardian, like... When they left her on the planet,
mm-hmm.
like, he took care of her until she was old enough to, like, work for herself, you know? So,
okay.
Like, he was, like, her foster whatever. That's why she has that such, like, fucking, I hate you so much attitude towards him. And that's why he says, that's my girl, when she agrees to sell the droid.
Gotcha.
I don't know. Anyways,
anyway, so Deadpool.
So Deadpool, yeah. So the thing was, I felt like I really liked those writers. I liked them as people. And I like them, the work that they do. And I didn't understand why it doesn't even occur to the studio system to say, hey, the people like this character. Like, they like him because he's different. He's edgy. It doesn't even occur to them, well, let's take the guys who make him different and edgy and have them responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take some other dickheads and give them the movie. You know what I mean? And so that was the qualm that I had. I was like, because I like to pay attention to who writes what, and the guys who wrote this movie are the guys who wrote one of the movies that I hated.
But I see, but it's still a good movie, though. Like, if you hadn't known about...
The guys?
The guy.
Yeah, if I hadn't... Yeah.
Like, the Max Brooks?
Oh, no, you mean Zombieland?
Yeah.
Zombieland I didn't like for a couple of reasons. Like, I didn't like the fact, first of all, I didn't like that they weren't zombies. I hate it. I hate that.
They were just monsters?
They were just people who were had rabies. Yeah.
Okay.
But not only that, there was electricity everywhere. Like, what the hell, man? Like, it was like a weird vanilla light post-apocalypse. It was Diet Coke apocalypse.
Gotcha. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The whole idea of, like, the quest for a Twinkie did not seem funny or interesting enough for me. Like, it wasn't funny. Like, it was supposed to be, like, this thread that goes throughout the whole movie as a running gag, and I just didn't... Like, who gives a fuck? I don't know. It didn't, a lot of people were like, that's really funny, huh, Twinkie? I'm like, that's fucking product placement. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, totally you know product placement.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like that. Like, what was another version of that? Like, I didn't like that I hate movies where characters don't have names. Like, you know, The Postman? What's Kevin Costner's name in The Postman?
The Postman.
What's his name in Waterworld?
Fishman?
It's the Mariner.
Okay.
But
you like Fight Club, and the main guy's name is Narrator.
His name is Jack.
It's Narrator. If you watch the credits, it's Narrator.
He's Jack. You know how they find all the letters? I am Jack's liver, I am Jack's pancreas? Yep. That's the guy. And you would know that if you played Fight Club the video game. Anyways, it really bugs me because a lot of the times it's like you're trying to create this mystery by not giving the character a name. But then there are sometimes that they just fuck it up really bad. Like in Kill Bill, Uma Thurman's name was
The Bride.
The Bride.
But she actually does have a name.
And you know what it is?
Beatrice.
Beatrix Kiddo. And it's cool because
Beatrice or Beatrix?
Beatrix with an X.
Okay.
And it's cool because Bill only calls her Kiddo.
Okay.
And, like, you just think that's, like, an affectionate term that he's calling her. But here's the fucked up part. They don't reveal her name until Kill Bill 2.
Yeah.
But in Kill Bill 1...
They say her name.
They don't say her
name.
But
it gets bleeped.
What the fuck? That's just... I love Quentin Tarantino. Like, I'll give that guy a big sloppy, blowjob. Metaphorically. Like, I'll talk about his movies in such a positive way that I'm blowing his movies so bad. But how the fuck... Why
would you keep that out? Yeah.
That's so stupid. The only reason they do is because you want to name her the bride. So just don't fucking say it.
Yeah.
You know, they leave out her name, but it's so dumb.
Have you watched the Kill Bill movie as like the all the way through version? I haven't watched it either, but I do know that the movie was originally meant to be one whole movie,
right?
Yeah,
with an intermission. Like,
but it's all cut funny.
That
so that
sense.
Part one and part two are the way that they are. So it's possible that when, if you were to watch the other version, which I haven't seen, I don't know, it could be that that scene isn't until later.
That makes sense.
So like it would make more sense to have her name revealed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But what I don't get though is that it's like, why does it matter? Like, what is the big deal to have her name revealed?
Exactly. There is no reveal except that they're trying to create this air of mystery. And that's one of the things I hate. So the reason I brought that up was because in Zombieland, they decide we're not gonna have names, right?
They're all countries.
Oh, they're all the cities they're from. Mm-hmm. So they give them different names. And now here's the, like, what's your face is, Emma Stone is Wichita,
mm-hmm.
and Abigail Breslin is Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Now...
What happens if they run into another person from that place?
Well,
is that person
Arkansas sisters?
As well?
Aren't they sisters? Well, don't they have the same hometown?
I don't think they were
they
sisters.
They are sisters.
Are they?
Yeah. And so now you have to go out of your way to provide exposition to explain that their parents relocated
job. Her name is Little Rock?
Little Rock.
Arkansas.
Wichita. Little Rock.
Where's Wichita?
In Kansas.
Wichita, Arkansas? Okay, I don't know.
Right, so now you have to go out of your way and create exposition to explain that they're born in different cities just so you can have this stupid convention of not revealing your characters' names. Just give them fucking names. who do you think you are, Zombieland writers? Fuck you. I just hate that movie so much. I just hate it. I hate it.
See, I think you hate fun.
No.
Because for me, I almost like every movie that is fun because I don't analyze the shit out of everything that's in the movie.
I can't help it, Kyle. I can't help it.
See, because that's why I like things like Guardians of the Galaxy. I liked watching like Ant-Man, things like that, because I'm not critiquing every little thing that is like, well, this takes it out of reality. Why would you do it like this? Mm-hmm. That's stupid. It's like, no, I'm just watching it because I just want to see fun for a little bit. I want to just shut down and just be entertained.
I don't have the ability to experience fun anymore, Kyle. I'm too full of rage and like,
and stuff.
Yeah, so I'm like George on Seinfeld. I'm rageaholic. So the thing is that, and not only that, but also I didn't think Zombieland was particularly funny. Like, everyone loved that whole Bill Murray thing, and I was like, first of all, that would never work. You can't just dress up as a zombie and then they think, oh, he's one of us. Like, that's so dumb.
Why couldn't you? They do it in The Walking Dead.
No, they don't do it in The Walking Dead.
They dress up like zombies all the time.
They use the zombie guts to hide their scent.
Yeah. So how do you know he doesn't stink? They never say that he's showered. He could just stink.
If you stink, you're going to attract more zombies.
I don't know. I'm just trying to burst your bubble. Anyways, Deadpool. Let's get back to Deadpool.
We're on Deadpool. So we're talking about So the thing is, when I heard that the guys who made Zombieland made Deadpool, I got double pissed because I was like, already, I feel like...
But you had guys that are good writers. Why couldn't they just do
exactly,
it?
Exactly, right?
And no, I totally agree with that.
And so, because here's the thing. People, like, everyone loves these comic book movies. And comic books are so... It's bad business. Like, you can't make the... Like, you can't make a living be writing a comic book anymore. You got to write, like, 4 or 5 books. You know what I mean? Because the books are not selling. No one is buying them.
Yeah.
Right? So it becomes the point. They're canceling New 52, which I love, because people are not reading it. And people aren't reading it because they go, oh, I'll never read a comic book. That's bullshit.
Now that there's all these movies.
But the thing is, like, the movies are good because they're based off of 70 years of material that is also good.
Yeah.
If it wasn't good, it wouldn't have been around for so long, and nobody would have wanted to make a movie out of it. But people seem to think that movies are more valuable than any other form of entertainment, which is why, like, I'm obsessed with Hamilton right now, and it's the most successful Broadway play ever. You know, it's sold out solid for, like, you have to have a 3-month wait, and the celebrities can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are calling in favors, and they can't, they're on waiting lists and stuff. And so they're like, well, they should make a movie. Like, why? It's a play, and the play is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, but but people don't see it as legitimate until, oh, wouldn't it be great if they made a movie? Wouldn't you be so proud?
It's like whenever they movie form a book.
Yeah.
It's like, and then, like, because, like, I know we discussed, like, The Martian in our previous episode, where you were saying that there's so much more stuff that's kind of detailed in there, and so it gives you a better experience and, like, whatever. But it's just like, people are like, well, I ain't got time to read a book. Just give it to me in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
In movie form. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm kind of that way too. Like, I prefer to see a movie version of something. Like, if I had the option to go and see, say, the Book of Mormon done in movie form or on a stage, I would rather go and see it in movie theater. Why? I don't know. But I just would.
Let me explain. So I guess a lot of times back in like the 80s and 90s and stuff, There was a distinction between a movie actor and a TV actor.
Oh yeah, totally.
And if you were a TV actor, I want to cross over into movies. Mm-hmm. That was like making it.
Yeah.
You know, because there was like this weird stigma. Like,
it'd be like when Bruce Willis was in like Moonlighting, and he jumps into like Die Hard, and it's like,
so
oh
right
my
now,
God.
Bruce Willis would never be on TV right now.
No.
Right? Because I'm too big to go back to TV. Mm-hmm. TV is better than movies right now.
These days, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But the thing is, there's still this weird idea that movie is the pinnacle of success. Like, the only export that America has as a viable export is entertainment. You know, like, America's most profitable industry is entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's why at the end of Deadpool, they even said this movie made 13,000 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
It stimulates the economy more than manufacturing or technology or fucking anything, right? Like, James Cameron creates new technology to make movies, right? So not only are the movies making billions, like, we talked about this before, a movie, in order to be successful now, has to make $1 billion.
Pretty much.
You know, in order for it to be a success.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when everyone hated the Super Bowl this year because – it was like it was a low scoring game. Like we're like if you are on a win by 40 points or more, otherwise I didn't win. You know what I mean? Like, otherwise you're not satisfied. People, they want the knockout in the first round.
Yeah.
You know, they want the freaking big blowout. They want to embarrass the other team. They want to win so big that there could be no question that you didn't win, that you're not the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why when they make these movies, that's why they're willing to spend $330 million on ads, because they want to make a billion.
Yeah.
Right? So, and it's because they think that movies are just better in some way. So, like, I like listening to podcasts. I like reading comic books. I like reading books. I like watching TV shows. And for some reason, none of these things – I like listening to musicals. None of these things are as important or as good because it's not a movie.
Yeah.
Right? And so – So I feel like you could go to the Silver Snail right now and pick up any – or there aren't very many. They don't do a lot of Deadpool trades. But you can pick any trade paperback of Deadpool and read it and have it be just as good, if not better, than what we just saw. But
yeah.
No one will ever take that story and turn it into a movie because it's a comic book. Right? So
– Well, that's not – well, see, it kind of goes back to like when we just finished watching it.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of talking about it on our way here that I feel like – this was, we'll get into this in a little bit
more. Yeah, we'll talk more about the movie.
But I found that it was almost like, it was a test run.
Oh, for sure.
Because they were originally going to, they were going to do a Deadpool movie a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Wolverine movie, like, did so poorly, they were like, okay, let's not go down this road.
Well, I remember them casting Ryan Reynolds in that because they wanted to spin off a Deadpool movie. That was the whole plan.
Kind of, yeah. And so then they were like, yeah, let's not do it. And then there was, like, pretty much, like, the whole first scene of the movie when he drops into the car and beats up the guys in the car. That was kind of the promotional video that somebody had made.
The sizzle reel, like, they call it.
Yeah. To sell to the Fox, I guess, whatever. It was like, this is the kind of movie we want to make. And then, like, it got posted online or something like that, and everybody lost their shit. They're like, this is the kind of movie we want to see. This is what we want to see, blah, 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 blah. And then Fox was like, okay, let's maybe reevaluate what we were going to do, and let's do this. And then you get that movie,
right? You can't listen to that either. Like, the people who say, like, internet pre-release buzz on the internet is worth garbage. Like, you remember Snakes on a Plane? I always talk about Snakes on a Plane as the example. If you went by the internet buzz, that movie should have been the highest grossing movie of all time. Mm-hmm. All anyone was talking about was, oh my god, Snakes on a Plane, it sounds so good. It's like, it was like Sharknado.
It's Sharknado.
Yeah, it was Sharknado totally before Sharknado.
Except you have Sam Jackson in it, exactly. So it had a bigger appeal, and you could put that in a theater.
That movie made no fucking money. No, nobody gave a shit about it.
Yeah.
Because they all got so excited, and the thing is, people, like, yeah, sure, they're excited about the theoretical idea of a movie about Snakes on a Plane, but if you want to make money, make a good movie. Don't make a fucking meme and get a lot of people interested in it and then release the meme. Like, Grumpy Cat made a movie, and they were shocked that it wasn't fucking Barn Burner. You know, they're like, oh, no one gives a shit about Grumpy Cat? I thought everyone loved Grumpy Cat. Fuck, no one likes Grumpy Cat. It's just easy to click share on Facebook.
Because it's humorous at that
and
moment.
And it costs nothing. You know, it costs nothing to pass a meme around. But that's the thing, like, I have this thing where I'm – it's not a moral opposition. It's just I know a lot of people work really hard to make movies, and it's like their jobs and stuff. So I feel like guilty if I stream a movie or if I torrent a movie. I do it. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
I work in the industry.
Yeah, I know, right? I know plenty of people who work in the industry who do it, right? But the thing is, I prefer – because it does two things. When I pay for movies on iTunes or go to movies, it makes it so that I don't watch everything. Because if you're going to have to put money down for it, then you kind of make a – you think twice before buying it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have bought Room, but I'm like, do I really want to pay $20 to watch it? Nah, not really. I read the book already. Like, so I don't have to watch it. Do you know what I mean? Whereas if it were free, I would watch it. If I were to steal it, I would watch it because it doesn't cost me anything.
Yeah.
Right?
And so, then if I like it, I could buy it. But then, like, I haven't – like,
I do that a lot too. I do that a lot.
Yeah. But see, for me, like, it's been a while since I bought a movie. Like, ever since Blockbuster went under, I have yet to buy a movie.
That's
because part of my thing is that I have not seen a movie in a while that I'm like, I need that in my collection.
Yeah.
Like, I have a huge collection of movies.
You really do.
But, like, most of those I got because I could get them for stupid cheap when I worked there.
Yeah.
Or whatever, right? And so, like, now, like, even for me to just pay to rent a movie, a digital movie.
I'll never rent a movie digitally on iTunes. I never do.
The way I look at it is that, like especially if it's a movie that I want to watch, I want the bonus features.
Yeah,
I want audio commentary.
Yep,
I want that kind of stuff.
You get all that on iTunes. It's not on Netflix.
When?
Always.
When you buy it or when you rent it?
When you buy it.
Yeah, see, that's just it. But, like, see, I won't just flat out buy a movie because if I don't like it, then I'm like, well, what the hell do I do
now?
But
see, that's great for me because now I don't watch everything. And it makes my life so much easier and so much stress-free because now this is part of my revelation. I told you, like, I realized recently that my participation or attendance is not mandatory. Like, I used to think that I needed to watch everything, and it was so stressful, and I watched so much shit that I didn't want to see. But now when I have to put money on the table to watch it, it limits what I watch. And I find that's better for me, for one thing, because I waste less time. I end up watching the same things over and over again, which allows me to appreciate more. Right,
I watch a lot of the same things.
And I watch Netflix all the time. But the thing is, like, new movies, like I bought Creed and I bought Straight Outta Compton, and I'm like, man, and I got the bonus features and everything on them, and I'm like, man, this is cool. But
now, hold on, okay, so, like going back to the whole like the rental buying thing too. Sorry, I don't want to cut you off.
No, please, this is great stuff.
Now, if I hadn't have told you that Creed was as good as it was. Or if it hadn't gotten, like, you know, nominated, whatever. If it was just like, okay, Creed came out, you know, it, you know, whatever, right? Would you have bought it?
Well, the thing is, here's the truth is, I went to watch Creed and I was feeling really sick. I had the ticket in my hand and I refunded my ticket and I went home because I was feeling really sick. I talked about it very briefly in the last podcast, but I always was gonna watch it, and then I just kind of.
But what I'm getting at, though,
would I have bought it?
Yeah, would you have bought it had I not said
probably not.
It was good?
I would have watched it for sure in the theaters, and then I probably would have bought it afterwards because I liked it. I'm glad that I bought it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. See, that's just it. Like, that's a movie that I would potentially buy.
Yeah.
But again, I don't want to pay $30 for it.
It's on sale, man. All the Oscar nominees are on sale on iTunes already. You get them for $9.99.
But see, I'm weird because I'd rather have a physical copy of something.
Not me, no. I'm done with that.
I'm just weird that way. I like to have that physical
copy.
I used to
have that itch, and now I buy a lot of Blu-rays that have digital copies on them, and then I'll give them to people. Well, here, you want this? Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the reason I was talking about it is that I don't rent movies because the rentals are $5.99, and I feel like that's such a big percentage of the purchase price, especially when the movies are like set. Like, a lot of movies I buy are like $6.99. Like, I buy old movies. I bought all the Albert Brooks movies. So the guy's fucking talented, man.
You mean Albert Einstein?
That is his name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or that's how he credits himself sometimes? No, it was.
No. His real name is Albert Einstein.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And his brother is Super Dave Osborne.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like a lot of movies I buy are old movies, right? But the new movies, $6 out of $14.99, I'd rather pay $14.99 and have it forever than for a day. Do you know what?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah,
but the whole reason,
like, in financially, it makes more sense.
Yeah,
yeah.
But a lot of times, people tell me just rent it, like. People like, you want to watch it once. But that's because people don't get that I watch movies over and over again.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So,
like, but that's just it. Like, I will rewatch movies as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but, like, even now, like, I have all these movies. I don't put movies in the player ever.
Mm.
Like, I will pretty much, like, if it's not on Netflix, I don't put it on.
Well, say that's what I was getting at. Kind of similar is that for me, like, if I look at the movie on iTunes and I see it's $24.99. That's pretty steep. I'm not willing to pay for it. That means that I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
And I don't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Unless it's recommended.
Well, like, I got a lot.
That's
yeah.
it.
Well, like, that's why. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because, like, I'm that way too. Like, when you recommend something to us, Callie and I will go out of our way to try and find it to watch.
Uh-huh.
Not even necessarily, like, will we illegally watch it. We will, like, if it's not on Netflix, we'll try and find another way to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Because part of it is too, is that, like, we want to see a good quality version of it.
I will pay for better quality and for subtitles. I don't know why I like subtitles.
I think with you like the subtitles because when you
I like
read
reading it.
No, but I think when you read something, you retain it
I do.
More.
I memorize stuff that I read. Yeah,
exactly. Anyway, so Deadpool. No, wait, I think you had more thought.
No, basically, again, what we were talking about was that's, like, because movies are such a big business now. A lot of the times, if it's something that I don't like, I don't want it to be financially successful because then I figure they won't make another one if it doesn't make money. Like, the like franchise. If everyone only makes, they don't make movies anymore. They make franchises.
Yeah, this they have to make a brand,
and that's why this is what I was talking about earlier. Okay, so we're talking about Ghostbusters, right?
Yeah,
Ghostbusters might be the perfect movie, Kyle. If you rewatch Ghostbusters 1, mm-hmm. I watched it like 12 times in a week a couple months
ago. Yeah, no, it was funny that when you watched it, mm-hmm. I was also watching it at work on our lunch.
That's amazing. Yeah. But here's when you know what's genius about Ghostbusters. I think we may have talked about this before, but our listeners are dying to know our thoughts on Ghostbusters. The genius move about it is that Ghostbusters, when they made it, they were not making a franchise.
No, they were just doing.
They
their
were
own
making
movie.
A movie, yeah. And movies franchises need origin stories. Movies do not need origin stories. So Ghostbusters is so tight. It's.
Like, it's still an origin story, but it's not focused on the origin
of the Ghostbusters. Yeah. It is their origin story. But the thing is, we know everything we need to know about it. We don't know about their childhood. I'm telling you today, 2016, we're going to see the Ghostbusters as little girls. In the new, they're going to
be. Yeah, guaranteed.
You we're going to see their origin story, their childhoods, and some shit happens to them as little kids to turn them into Ghostbusters. Fuck you, Ghostbusters. Go eat a dick. I don't need to see origin stories. Like, goddamn.
Anyway,
so, again, but comic book movies are all franchise movies. And so we always get these origins. We always get the bullshit that we don't need. Mm-hmm. And, like...
Well, see, this is what I'm going to like about Batman and Superman is that we probably won't get that Batman
we
origin.
We do get Batman's origin. I've seen it in the trailer. It's in the trailers, Kyle.
Like, it shows them as a kid?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan plays Thomas Wayne. They show them getting shot behind a movie theater.
Yeah, but is it kind of like a flashback?
It's probably a flashback, but...
But it's not like it's like, okay, so now we're going to spend a half an hour to try and tell you how
Batman's
going to be.
I hope it's like a nightmare or something.
But this is it. I would expect it to be a small scene, maybe 5 to 10 minutes, not a 20-minute beginning story.
Yeah. And I hope it's just that this. I hope they don't show him as a kid and training and anything.
Yeah,
like because who the fuck doesn't know Batman's origin story? You know,
at this point.
Yeah, but yeah. So Deadpool.
Okay.
Anyways, the point is I'm trying to make is that I wasn't super excited for it. The world seemed to go crazy for it, mm-hmm. and I was very grudging about it. But I figured I love all the Fox movies. I love all the X-Men mm-hmm. movies, or most of them.
Yeah. 80% of them.
Exactly. And so we'll go watch it. And we watched it. And so what's the verdict, Kyle?
Well, see, like, before I get my verdict, it was just, let's just drag this out. We will never get to this review.
I'm loving this, Kyle. You know what? Here's the secret, listeners. We haven't seen it.
was there even a Deadpool
no,
movie?
No, we didn't watch it. We totally did.
Like you, I didn't really know much about Deadpool going into it, mm-hmm. Like other than the few things that I'd seen him in, where it's like, you know, he was the odd character in a video game,
yeah,
or
he was
the
Marvel
odd character
Stepcom.
In like Spider-Man cartoon or whatever, right? Like I knew to some degree he was similar to Wolverine in the sense that he regenerated.
Yeah.
I didn't really know much else beyond that, and then as time went on, I knew that he could break the fourth wall. I knew that much. And then that was it. That was all pretty much I knew. And so I was like, okay, cool. Deadpool movie, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, okay, I know that he's kind of witty and whatever. And then when I heard that Ryan Reynolds was going to play him, I was like, okay, yeah, you know, I get that. Like,
wisecracker.
I can see him do that. And then, So then when I started, when the movie was actually going to be getting made, I was like, okay, this might actually be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So then I saw trailers for it and I was like, I'm kind of interested to see this. Like I kind of got this weird itch. Like it's got me hooked.
Yeah.
That I want to go and see it. Cause I've been pestering Callie to go and see it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And she was kind of like putting it off for various reasons. But she wanted to see it too, but she was just like, no, we got to do this or I want to do that or whatever. And I was like, okay, fine. So anyway, so then when you were like, yeah, I want to go to the movies. And I was like, okay, sure. So let's go.
Yeah.
But it was pretty much exactly what I was expecting.
Yeah, it was better than I expected. I liked it quite a bit. I mean, a lot of what I liked had to do with, I guess.
I just liked the fact that it didn't take itself seriously. Like it did, but it didn't.
I liked the action, which, I mean, usually. I don't really say that. Usually when I give compliments on like dialogue and stuff. The dialogue was fine. A lot of it was not funny.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, I guess, it was saturation. They're trying, like, if you, It's like a, you know, they, how those, you know, those dudes who are like pickup artists.
Mm-hmm.
They just talk about, it's all a numbers game, man. If you hit on, like, the more women you hit on, eventually you're going to get something. Like,
but see, the way I perceived it was that it was like, the reason why they kept throwing so many jokes in there was that they don't need to be funny, but it keeps you happy.
Yeah, well, you know that it's a joke. Like, your brain recognizes that is a joke.
So it keeps you smiling. And so because you're kind of smiling throughout most of it, it makes you enjoy the movie more. It's kind of like a psychological thing.
It's like, fake it till you make it. If you pretend to smile, you'll be happy.
Kind of. Like, that's just it. Because, like, the movie doesn't really have a lot really going for it. It really doesn't.
Mm.
It's a lot of, like, it's supposed to be like a love story.
Yeah. And also, other than Ryan Reynolds, there's no one in it.
Yeah,
like, Miranda Bakarin has, like, got Greek geek cred from Firefly and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But other, like, there's no famous people in this movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Ryan Reynolds is, like, the big name.
Yeah, well, he's the only name. And he's kind of, like, he hasn't had a hit in a long time. Mm-hmm.
And even at that, his face is barely even in the movie the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, I think you, out of the hour and 40 minutes that the movie is, you probably see him not in makeup. 15, 20 minutes?
20 minutes, probably.
Tops. So even at that, like, you don't even, like, you get the voice.
Yeah.
Pretty much the majority of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I going with that?
You were talking about smiling.
No,
jokes.
But that's just it. Like, I think it was kind of like a psychological thing. Because it's like, if we put in a ton of jokes, even if they're not that good, people are going to kind of like snicker. They're going to snicker, and they're going to snicker at that, and they're going to snicker at this. And they're going to like, haha, you know, it's kind of like those,
you know,
groaners sometimes.
You know who else does that? Fucking Big Bang Theory. You know,
fucking
Two Broke Girls.
Look at how many people love Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, how many dummies like it.
But that's what I'm getting at, though. Like, it works. You know what I mean? Like, because if you have enough crap being like crappy jokes given to you, you're going to think that you're having a good time.
And we did have
and
a
that's
good time.
It you enjoyed it just as much, but I think you were like, well, that joke fell flat, that joke fell flat, but you're still kind of like, you know, you still got a grin on your face. And so,
but I noticed, because normally, like, no one in the theater was laughing. And I mean, if you watch a comedian do that, you're like, oh, it makes you feel sick.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the movie wasn't doing that, because you could tell people were enjoying it even though no one was laughing, which is so strange.
Well, do you ever find, though, like, when you're listening to some podcasts, like, especially, like, say, like, any Kevin Smith ones or The Nerdist or whatever, they're not always telling jokes, but their energy is always so positive.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That you're kind of in a good mood listening to it.
Yeah.
They could be talking about something that you don't give a shit about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could be an actor that you don't even like, and you'd be like, I'm into this. I'm into this. And it's because they're keeping that positive vibe the whole time. And I think that's what kind of happens in this movie. Like, they've got so much positive.
It's a tone. It's a tone that is not it's not common with superhero movies.
Yeah.
It, like, it's not super high pressure and like, oh, everything is. But see, that's why the jokes in all of the Marvel movies always work, because they're tension breakers. You know?
Yeah,
and
totally.
That's why every joke in a Joss Whedon movie gets a big laugh.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't, because you don't need that build up tension. That's like we talked about it as The Martian. You know, you don't need it, because the tone is light throughout the whole time. So the overabundance of jokes kind of makes you go, oh, I guess that was funny. But what I did what I liked a lot was the way that the action scenes were shot was really impressive. Like, especially when he's fighting the guys in the car, so much stuff is happening all at once that, like, he's doing all these, like, moves and stuff, and then the guy pulls up beside him, he's going to shoot him, so he uses his foot to turn the steering wheel and stuff and flip.
It's very self-aware of its surroundings,
that? Situational awareness.
Exactly.
And I thought that was really cool, but god damn, dude, you could see the lack of budget, though. Like, there are no people.
Yeah.
There are no extras. Like, a third of the movie takes place in one location on that goddamn overpass.
Pretty much.
You know, and then, like, and it works.
Like, there's bar scene, whatever. It's very, like you said, there's very few extras. Like, in the bar scene, there's, like, a bunch of, like, biker-y type guys.
But there's no people. Like, there's maybe not even 10 speaking roles. Probably, like, 6 or 8 speaking roles, which is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and so,
like, significant roles.
Yeah.
Significant speaking roles.
You're talking about five lines or less don't count. Those people, those people don't get paid the same. That's what happens when you listen to a lot of Hollywood podcasts, you learn these. But there's very few locations, and even the locations, like look at Wolverine and look at when or X2, when you see the facility that they used to make Wolverine, it's all like high tech and cool and like machines. The facility they used to make Deadpool looks like shit, mm-hmm. but that
it
works.
It looks like it's like a fucking black market. Yeah, like.
And that's the thing. It works in terms of like aesthetically. Like instead of making like remember Ice Cube's office in 22
yeah.
Jump Street.
Yeah, he's like, why not? They gave us a ton of money, so we fucking pimped this place.
Exactly
out. Yeah.
Right. So they went the other way. They didn't have a ton of money, so they couldn't make it look cool. So like, let's go the opposite way. Let's make it look fucking terrible mm-hmm. because that adds to that grittiness of it, mm-hmm. right? So you could see the budget or lack of budget. And he even says, like, the whole thing with the X-Mansion, it did bother me that we didn't see any other X-Men. It felt like the mansion was empty.
Yeah,
it felt like two people living in this huge house.
It's a school, and it's a only, school full of X-Men,
and there's two people who live there. And, and he even says, I feel like the studio couldn't afford other X-Men.
Yeah.
But the truth is, they just couldn't afford other bodies to be on set, you know?
Yeah.
And so...
Well, and if you think about it, too, like, they were probably like, okay, this is how much money we have for this, because we're going to be spending a shit ton on fucking promotion.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, because they did, like, for the longest time, like, all you could see was, like, ads for Deadpool.
Valentine's Day.
Like, everything. Yeah, it was everywhere. Like, Deadpool was in your face like crazy.
Well,
like,
they needed to because people have no name recognition for him, you know?
And hence why little kids went to go and see it. Because they're like, oh, I want to go see that. And that's then cool. Mom's like, okay, let's go. And then instantly regret it within 10 minutes.
I guess, I mean, you said the last X-Men movie was rated R, right? Or not the last
Wolverine
one.
Yeah, it was rated R. I think it was just based off of violence. There was a little bit of language, but it wasn't like... motherfucker this or whatever.
Or pegging.
So. Yeah. What?
Pegging.
Pegging.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you mean pegging.
You know what pegging is?
Like PGing?
Pegging. P-E-G. Peg. To be pegged, it's a verb.
Okay. But I don't know.
Listeners.
It's pegged as
Kyle,
an R-rated movie?
Kyle doesn't like butt stuff. Listeners. He's not a fan. There's no pegging is.
I don't go out of my way to research stuff like that.
Anyways, yeah. So
but yeah, as far as I know, it was rated R.
The last one. But see, the thing is, everyone, all the reviews are talking about, we can make an R-rated superhero movie now. Like, Deadpool is broken the glass ceiling. It's possible. Fuck you, bitches. Watchmen is so good. Like, everyone hated that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Watchmen is, like, such a high watermark for R-rated superhero
according
movies.
According to this, it was actually 14A.
Oh,
about
that's
PG
because
13.
Oh, 14A because there's no R rating in Canada.
But well, I guess so. Let me Google.
We
it
have
instead.
We don't have PG-13. We have 14A, and then we have 18A. Like R means kids can't go. Like parents can't even take your kid. Like in America, the MPAA gets to decide which movies your kids watch. Canada, we don't have that. Canada parents decide what movies your kids watch. Right, so that's why the highest rating we have for non-pornographic movies is 18A, which means that if you're not over 18, your parents have to take you.
Well, we still have...
There is no R in Canada.
Don't we have an NC-17 still?
I don't think so.
Hmm,
we have different symbols, too. Like, I worked at Famous Players.
Ours are like triangles.
Yeah, triangles and octagons and shit. But still, R rating... is cool, but it means that a movie can't make as much money. But this movie broke all kinds of fucking records, and it's because of, like, I mean, it's in no small part because of the promotion, but also because we live in a world where people feel like they have to go see every superhero movie.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure they liked it. I liked it, but I don't know. There was something, I was very hesitant about it, and then it took me a while to warm up, because I'll tell you, the truth, Kyle, the truth,
mm-hmm.
the trailer that everyone loved, I fucking hated that trailer. I hated the trailer because he's like, people ask me why I wear a red suit.
Yeah.
So they don't see me bleed. He's like, that guy's got the idea. He's got the brown pants. I'm like, what a hack joke, man. That's like, that's such an old, shitty dad joke. That's like, I didn't appreciate that. It insulted me how bad that joke was. And I was like, fuck you, Deadpool. Deadpool is funny. That joke is not funny, you know, and that's why I got that stick up my ass about the writers.
Well,
you know,
I think part of it is too is that like they have to have, I guess, some material that they can put in the trailer too.
Yeah,
right?
That's true, and that is kind of an edgy joke that's clean.
Yeah,
do you know? I
exactly.
Guess so.
It's a shit joke.
Right.
It's a shit joke.
That's not a dirty
that's
joke.
That's kid friendly. Yeah,
you're God man. See, you're the smart one, Kyle.
Nah, I don't know. I just I just analyze things differently than you.
Yeah, like, no. Because you analyze things without hate. Like.
But, yeah, no, but see, like, I did like a lot of things that they did do in the movie where it was like, I know that you didn't really like how the opening credits were, but yeah. I like the fact that it was like, Ryan Reynolds, it's like, instead of God's saying Ryan Reynolds, idiot. It's like, yeah, a hot guy. And then yeah. they show people's sexiest man alive with mm-hmm. him on the cover, mm-hmm. right? And then it's like, and then a hot chick and a CGI guy and yeah. a British villain. And then a cameo.
A gratuitous cameo.
Yeah, like little things like that. Like, that I liked because, like, I don't need opening credits. Like, if you watch Star Wars, there ain't no opening credits in Star Wars. But that's what I mean, though. It's like, fuck that. Like, we don't need to waste 10 minutes on opening credits. Let's make it a fucking joke.
But I read the credits, Kyle. Yeah, I like to know.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, if you were watching Star Wars doesn't have opening
credits. No, it doesn't. But
so you don't need to read that.
But, like, I'll give you an example. Like, I watched that show Love on Netflix, which you should totally watch, everyone, but you especially, Kyle. And the beginning tells you who wrote and who directed each episode. Mm-hmm. And I like knowing that.
Yeah. Well, so do I in some situations.
Steve Buscemi directed, I think, 2 episodes of Love.
Okay.
And when you see that name, you're like, what?
Really? Steve Buscemi?
Steve Buscemi. John Slattery. You know Roger Sterling from Mad Men? Yeah, he directed 2 in a row.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But no, but that's what I'm getting at, though. Like, if it wasn't there, if the opening credits didn't have opening credits
at all,
like, at all, you wouldn't have even known.
No,
you wouldn't have even known.
You're right.
But the fact that they did a joke instead of an opening credit,
mm-hmm.
you're like, I wanted to read names.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? It's a joke. It's not opening credits.
I want things exactly the way I want them. Yeah, it's kind of.
But that's what I mean, though. Like, because it's literally not an opening credit.
No, it's not.
It's a joke.
It's the same as nothing.
Yeah.
Because you get zero information. Exactly. Only you get a joke.
You get a big joke. So you get a two-minute joke.
It's directed by some douchebag. Yeah. Produced by asshats.
Yeah, exactly.
Written by the real heroes. That one bugged me so much. Yeah, I know that one bugged you. It made me so angry. I'm like, fuck you. Oh, these. Dickhead.
But maybe the reason why they say by the real heroes is because those are the guys that actually got the movie made.
That's not the case at all. It's Tim Miller and Ryan Reynolds who got it made. Like, Ryan Reynolds released
that.
Yeah,
he produced it, didn't he?
Yeah, and he leaked the footage.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Because the thing is, that test footage was just proof of concept. There was no green light. There was no money.
Yeah.
And then he leaked it. The internet went crazy, and Fox was like, all right, make that movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, the writers, the reason why I felt that they were jerks about the real heroes, I think what they mean is that writers in general are the real
Maybe.
Heroes.
Let's hope that that's what they're
yeah,
going with.
Yeah, fucking dicks. Anyway, so we're almost at an hour. We have to talk about the movie.
We are talking about the
All
movie.
All right, so.
We're at the opening credits.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so I like that. But, like, I hated, the one thing that I hated was the reference to previous Deadpool
yeah.
and Green Lantern.
Yeah, I really did.
We don't need, like, we know that those were stupid.
Yeah.
We don't need, like, because it's not necessarily funny. Like, it was funny to have the toy.
Yeah.
And to be like to have that in there and be mm-hmm. like, oh, this is like my prized possession.
But it wasn't even that he was talking yeah. about. It was the Wham album.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
I like that. But then it's like, yeah, when you make my costume, don't make it green. Don't make it animated.
That if you can go back and listen to an old podcast we did, that don't make my costume animated pissed me off so much because it literally makes no sense. It means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
And it's not a sentence that it's incomprehensible.
Yeah, because if he doesn't have his powers yet, so it wouldn't be like he's breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah,
and it's like he's just saying it as a joke. But it would be like, is he making reference to him?
What does,
like,
it mean?
Yeah, exactly. It would be like if me as a person, if I was going to get
buy a tuxedo. Yeah. God damn.
And I was like, okay, so I don't want a green tuxedo, and don't make it animated. Don't draw it.
I know. It's not like you're fucking Paula Abdul.
With a cat.
Exactly. It's not like cartoons exist in this world.
Not in Cool World with Brad Pitt.
Exactly. It's not like Roger Rabbit. It's like, can you imagine if we lived in a world where cartoons were among us, there would be all kinds of racial tension. They would be the Toon Riots of L.A. in the early 90s. You know?
It would be Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
we got to segregate
them.
We got to make this tunnel.
And then you'd be like, fuck, I don't want a Toon tuxedo. Give me a real tuxedo. Yeah. Fucking Toon tuxedo.
That's what I mean, though. Like, yeah, so I get what you're saying in that joke. It's like him saying, don't make an animated. Well, no fucking kidding. Like, that's impossible. I couldn't make you an animated suit if I wanted to.
What words are you saying? You're not saying anything. So yeah, so that joke bugged me even in the trailer.
Yeah, it would have made more sense if it was an aftermath thing. Yeah. Like when he's making his own thing and he was talking to, say, like the blind lady and was just like, hey, can you make me a suit? Just don't make it animated,
exactly.
Okay?
Yeah,
and she'd
then
be like, I can't even fucking see. I can't make you a fucking costume.
Yeah.
Look, I can't even make this fucking IKEA thing.
Why was she building IKEA? Like, that was another joke that I didn't, that wasn't a joke. The IKEA names, yeah, I understand. IKEA had funny names. Like, but they basically let the IKEA catalog write a quarter of their script, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking, guys, these hacks, man.
Yeah. But like, I did like some of the fourth wall jokes. Like when he was talking about Hugh Jackman,
mm-hmm.
As like, oh yeah, whose balls did I, or whose dick did I have
Pulverine
to suck, whatever. And it was, yeah, and it rhymed with everything. But then he said it with the Australian accent,
like,
which I was like,
he's
okay, that's good.
He's got some, what is he called? Some smooth criminals down under.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I kind of like that, because yeah, he could have just left it at a Wolverine joke, mm-hmm. and he could have left it that they had, like, adamantium balls or something like that,
yeah,
that were smooth or whatever. But it was the fact that he was, like, Hugh Jackman voice for it. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was really good.
And then, now, is Deadpool actually supposed to be from, is he Canadian?
I don't think so, because Wolverine is Canadian, I think.
I don't know if Deadpool is.
I don't think
but
so.
But anyways, so
Ryan Reynolds
Ryan Reynolds.
He's from Regina, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, so then that was another fourth wall joke too.
Maybe.
And I wasn't 100% sure on that one, but I was like, okay, I like it when they kind of make reference to themselves.
Yeah.
To like, you know, acting. And then my other joke that I liked was the, yeah, I want to take you to the school and maybe Professor Xavier can, like, help you or whatever. Whatever the line was. And he's like, oh, which one is it? Is it McAvoy or?
Or Stewart.
Or Stewart. He's like, I don't know which timeline we're with or whatever.
Yeah, apparently he's Canadian.
Deadpool?
But I don't know if this is a retcon or what. But, yeah, he's Canadian.
Hmm. Well, anyways. But, yeah, so, like, that was another joke that I kind of liked, because it was, like,
I thought it was really funny, yeah.
Yeah, it was well-placed. And there, I think there was another one in there that I can't think of, but doesn't matter.
The one with the studio could only afford two X-Men.
Yeah, that one was good.
Let's talk about the X-Men, because what did you think of Colossus? He was entirely CGI.
Yeah, and that's just it. Okay, so in four previous X-Men movies,
he's in X2.
He's in Days of Future Past. No, he's in the first one.
Is he?
Yeah, he has a cameo.
I know he's in X2. Because he helps. He's the one that, because he's the thing.
He helps the kids get out.
Because he's a kid. He's not an X-Men. He's a student, but he helps them.
There is a part in the first one where he has a very, it's very brief.
Yeah, kind of like Jubilee and
exactly.
And Kitty Pryde.
Shit, I wish I could remember. It might even be in one of the deleted scenes.
Maybe.
But anyways, so I do know that he has a part, because it's not the same character.
But
it's not the same guy who plays him in the second one.
Yeah, and then he's in three.
Yeah,
he's in Days of Future Past.
Yeah. And yeah, he's in Days of Future Past, because he gets ripped in half.
Yeah,
he
gets killed real bad.
So anyways, so English guy in all of them.
Yeah, well, American.
Whatever.
And they call him Piotr always. They always call him
Peter?
Piotr.
No, they call him Peter.
No, they call him Piotr, because they say it really weird.
Really?
Yeah, because his name is Russian.
I don't remember that. I thought they just called him Peter.
No. It's because it stands out like a sore thumb.
Does it? I don't know. Yeah. I never noticed it. But anyways, yeah. So then you get this one, and they actually give him his Russian, Russian accent,
and it's so thick. And
oh, it's very,
like,
thick.
Come on.
But I liked it. But I like, what was weird though is that I would have pictured Colossus to be more Dolph Lundgren type,
mm-hmm.
like big. But they made him, like, bulky, like
they
Juggernaut,
made him like a cartoon character.
Oh yeah,
great.
They made him fucking crazy.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, I thought he was well done, but I did think that I was like at any point in the movie I was expecting him to not be in Colossus.
Me too.
Form.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah,
but I think the problem is they made him too big, because then if he transforms he would have to change mass. Like
no, but he does anyways. Like if you watch like the cartoons, even they have it that he kind of bulks
up
a little bit bigger.
But so far in all of the movies though, he has been just a dude, a
who has like a metal shell.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, he looks great. The how huge, especially since he's got little chicken legs, mm-hmm. and the huge upper body.
Yeah.
He looks.
That's
like
what
a,
I mean. He almost looks like a like Juggernaut.
Exactly. Oh, he looks like a roider. Like he looks like a like a juicer, like one of those gorillas that Snooki loves.
Yeah.
But
I thought he was pretty good.
But he's bigger than any man could be. Is the mm-hmm. thing. Like, mm-hmm. to the point where he doesn't fit in the taxi.
But is his character normally, like, about, like, peace? Like, not essentially, like, peace, but,
He's a gentle giant.
Is that how they portray him?
That's the irony of it.
You know? Okay. So yeah. So like that, his whole character was like, it was like a perfect kind of
foil
opposite.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
It was kind of like, if like that would have been a series that I would watch, is like, if it was Colossus and Deadpool, like if they were like partnered up, like Rush Hour kind of thing, where it's like they had to go and deal with shit all the time, just the two of them. I think that would be like very odd couple.
I don't know. I would like Cyclops and Deadpool. Like I would like the, you know,
Cyclops,
because he's the leader. He's the guy who's like all about following the rules and stuff. You know, like, and he's a character that we know and love.
Nah, it's true. But I've never been a big fan of Cyclops.
Cyclops was my favorite X-Men.
See, but like in the cartoons, in the movies, I just never have liked him.
For me, I've never liked Wolverine.
Really?
I remember when we were kids, everyone always wanted to be Wolverine in the school, in the playground.
He's like the Raphael, though.
The reason why I never liked him was because he never did anything. Like, on the cartoon, we all watched the cartoon growing up, and we'd always play X-Men at recess and stuff. And the thing is, Wolverine, because the nature of his powers, the claws and stuff, it's too violent to ever show him using them, so he never did.
Yeah.
You know, so he'd use his claws to climb walls and climb up sentinels and stuff, and he could kill robots like nobody's business. He never stabbed anyone.
Well, he couldn't in the cartoons. Like,
yeah, and that's
why...
You
can't stab anybody.
That's why I was like, it was lame. It was like he makes sparks by slashing his claws together, and, well, that's cool, I guess. Yeah.
Cut through that wall. Cut through that door.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess so.
And so I never liked him, and I always liked Cyclops because he was like... He was kind of like Superman. I don't like Superman at all, but I liked Cyclops because Cyclops had Superman's values and Superman's like...
and he had his heat vision, more or less.
Yeah, but he didn't have the invulnerability and bullshit that I don't like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I always liked the love triangle. I always like how he lost Jean Grey and he was like crying about it and stuff.
And he went into massive depression.
I was a weird kid, yeah. But yeah, so Cyclops has always been my favorite X-Men. In the old arcade game, I loved being Cyclops, you know?
Mm-hmm. I actually have the arcade game on my
PlayStation. That's awesome.
But anyway. Yeah, I don't know if there was any other characters that I would have rather had than Colossus. I think, I think I liked Colossus as the recognizable X-Men in it because, like... Because you have seen him in the previous movies, but he wasn't a major character.
I think that's
why they could get away with using him
exactly.
In this.
And we talked about that before. Like one of the problems I have with the Marvel Disney movies is that I just don't give a shit about the majority of their characters. Mm. Like even Iron Man and Captain America. Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, and Hulk are their big heavy hitters, and they're still like C-level characters up until like they made the movies. No one gave a shit about them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're not Spider-Man. They're not Wolverine. They're not even Daredevil. I like more, but that's because I like the Kevin Smith Daredevil run. Like that's why I care about Daredevil. That's why I watched the show. I didn't watch any of Jessica Jones, but I love that Daredevil show. I was very reluctant to watch it, but then I was like, "Fuck, Daredevil's cool." But the thing is, I don't care about Falcon. I don't care about
Scarlet Witch.
I don't care about Ant-Man. Like, Ant-Man is so stuck in my craw. It's just, fuck you, Ant-Man. You're lame.
But he's going to be Giant Man in the next
movie. He's always Giant. Ant is...
And is it? Yeah, it's part of the word Giant.
Exactly. So he goes from being Ant-Man to being Giant Ant-Man. But he's always had the power to go up and down.
Yeah.
But still, the thing is, Colossus, he is like a C-list character. And ordinarily, it would make me feel the same way I feel about all the Marvel movies. But the fact that he's a C-list character, but he's still X-Men, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why it works for me. That's why I'm like, holy shit.
It'd be like putting Nightcrawler in there. Like, you know who Nightcrawler is.
Exactly.
But he's not, like, the main character.
Exactly. And, and that's...
Even though he's going to be a main character in the next X-Men movie.
I hope so. I love Nightcrawler. That beginning of X2 was so dope, man. Like, when he's bouncing through and stuff. Fucking Bryan Singer's talented, man. But just as an aside. But yeah, I really dug Colossus. I really, really liked Negasonic Teenage Warhead. I liked her a lot. I'm really not comfortable admitting how much I liked her.
No, like that's just it. She kind of had that teenage angst, which he kind of calls out. He's
yeah,
just like,
I love it.
You're either going to be silent or you're going to be
silent. Just see what I mean. Silent, yeah. Silent. She's like, you really got me in a box here. He's like,
yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
But yeah, like that's just it. Like there was a lot of smart jokes in there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could call them.
But
smart
again,
jokes.
It's because it was a numbers game. They they threw so many at you. You were bound to laugh at something.
Yeah, but yeah. So there was that. Whatever. Yeah. So yeah. No, I liked her. But then like the Gina
Carano.
Carano. Yeah, I was just like, I wasn't really buying her character.
I liked at the credits how he points to Gina and laughs, and I was like, why is he laughing?
Oh, and then he dinks it.
Oh, it's Gina. That's
yeah.
why.
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of boinks it yeah. a little bit with the unicorn horn.
Yeah, oh, and he jacks off the unicorn's horn and it spews rainbows.
And farts money.
Okay, so we've talked about it before, but I hate the fucking helicarrier in the Avengers movies. Like, I love both Avengers
presumably
movies.
That that's what it is that they're fighting on.
Well, at the very
it
end.
It has to be.
It is, because it's like an old weird wreckage yard. I wish they had said something about it.
It could be one of the wrecked ones from, like,
from Captain America.
America.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Which would totally make sense.
Exactly, because they had three. But yeah. I feel like I hate the helicarrier as a concept in live action. I feel it's dumb. It's not possible. It's weird because I believe that it's possible for a man to turn into a giant green rage monster, but I don't believe that an aircraft carrier can fly. Like, I can't suspend my disbelief that far. And so I hate it. I hate it. And I saw that they had one wrecked, and I wish they had said something like, "What is this?" It's like, "Oh, the government tried to make a flying aircraft carrier. What a stupid idea. Of course it didn't work." You know, like, if they had said that, this would have been my favorite movie ever. It would have been my favorite movie ever.
Yeah, that's just it. There's a lot of things where they could have done, like, if they did one more pass,
they could have
got away with it. Like, what were we talking
God,
about?
I don't
like,
even
if they
remember.
Had a, if they did
oh,
one more pass.
Okay, so you
the,
hated
the card.
You hate talk about the card. Explain to everyone.
So my one biggest flaw about this movie, and it really bothered me, it really grinded my gears,
I know,
was that they break the fourth wall out of this movie like crazy.
Like no one's business.
And so, like, there's even a point where Deadpool turns the camera, like
he goes, you don't
physically
watch this.
Touches the camera and pushes it away so that you don't see what he's doing to the guy. And so at one point in the movie, they give him a five. Oh,
it's
you know
a business
what?
Card.
But mind you, he doesn't have the fourth wall powers.
Oh
yet.
Yeah, you're right.
So it wouldn't have worked that way. But he is a wisecracker, so it would have made more sense.
Yeah.
But anyways, so he gets a card, and it's a 555 phone number on it.
It's obviously a fake number.
Yeah, it's a fake number. And I'm like, for a movie that's breaking the fourth wall so much, they could have put any other number than the typical Hollywood number.
What they should have done is put a real number that goes to, like, a voicemail. That,
yeah,
it's
anything.
Like a funny, that's like
it,
a
could,
funny.
It could call Marvel. It could call, like, anything.
Or it's just a number that's got, like, an automated pickup, and you call it and goes, "Hey, you watched the movie, good.
Good
job.
For you."
Yeah, you memorized the number on screen for a minute. You know?
And so...
But then what I said was...
Well, that was all I was getting. I was like, yeah, they should have put, like, some sort of funny number.
Bottom line is that it really bothered you. In a movie that's so self-aware, they would put a 555 number, because everyone knows 555 numbers are fake.
Yeah.
So then the reason we talked about, the reason why they have 555 numbers is because if you put someone's number in, they'll get a bunch of
people
calls.
People will call it, yeah.
Yeah, because people are stupid.
Yeah, and, like, a lot of the times in a movie, when they don't put a number in it, and... Or like a fake number in it, they do make it so that it calls like a studio owned number, and so when you call it, it's like some sort of like oh yeah, this is Fox Studios, oh this is that, or it like plays a trailer or it plays whatever. Hi, Callie. Thank you for joining us. What would you like to add into this?
I'm so happy I walked into this conversation at this point, because this is the one thing that I'm like, no. I think the 555 number was put there purposely, because they made the same comment earlier, actually it might have been later, I don't know what order it came in, about, the studio was too cheap to use like a real X-Men, I think was one of the comments, right?
Yeah.
I think they used the 555 number as another way to say, like, flat out, like, first of all, they're being cheap, and second of all, we know what we're doing, because they focused on that, and not just the one time when he looked at it and turned it over, but they focused on it again and exactly on that same number in another shot later on. So mm-hmm. I think it was purposeful and not a way to cheap out.
No, but
well, if it was on purpose, then it is a joke. Like, it's a joke to have a, like, if you ask me for my number, like, let's say we're at a bar, Kyle, I'm a hot chick, and you ask me for my number, and I write my number down, and it's a 555 number, that's a joke. Like, I go, here's my number, 555, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, and so, like, I guess it could work as a joke if we're to believe that this movie takes place in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
If someone gives you a 555 number, it's obviously not real. So,
he could have made a comment. He's like, what the fuck is this? Are we, like, in a Hollywood movie or something that?
Exactly. That's a joke that I would have laughed at. Oh, yes.
I thought I was making it very clear from over there using the scissor motion.
Cut?
Yeah, maybe that comment got cut.
Maybe. But we don't know.
But so then as we were talking, because Kyle and I love to talk about how much a better job we could do. because we're
the president of Hollywood.
Yeah, because we're such dickheads. So we were talking about like, well, what's a better joke? And then what's that song? Okay, it's playing. It's playing now, right?
Yeah. Do you hear it?
So if we had put that number as the number on the card, then he would have, like, he's like, what the shit?
Yeah.
And then he could have made a joke, like, because he doesn't know his name. He calls him Agent Smith because he wears a suit.
Yeah.
So I feel like it would have been funny to put that fake number. You could use the song and play the song, like a little clip or whatever, and just have him call the guy Jenny.
Yeah, because there's so much 80 music reference.
Yeah, I know.
It would have totally fit right in with the movie. Maybe, you know, in all honesty, maybe they could, but they couldn't get the rights to the song.
Yeah, it's likely.
But yeah, that would have been good. And then, yeah, instead of calling him Agent Smith, he could have been like, hey, Jenny,
hey, Jenny.
Like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, whatever. But, like, but the thing is, though, is that they do actually show I think they use the card after he does change, because isn't that
I think
how
that's
tries
how he
to
finds
find
him. Yeah, yeah, it's a callback. It's how you remember.
Yeah, so even then, he could have been like, shit, man, how did I not realize this is a fake number or something like that? You know what I mean? Like
8675309.
Yeah, I know. 8675 Jenny by Tommy Two Tone.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And didn't they make the comment, too, right before they meet the guy, like, this is to further the plot?
Yeah. That's another one. So another thing is that Kyle, like, we have no problem with fourth wall breaking, but Kyle, we think that with all the fourth wall, it should have happened after he got his powers or during the flashback scenes. Like, the stuff before he gets his powers shouldn't be as tongue-in-cheek, as fourth wall breaky.
Mm-hmm.
But TJ Miller definitely says, oh, here's a card. Maybe this will further the plot. You know, and you're like, yeah. Oh, that's funny, I guess. But yeah. Maybe it's the wrong moment for that.
Maybe. Who knows?
But I have very few complaints. Like, there's the things that I'm complaining about are, like, really big. Like, I hate it so much.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it was just fine.
But that's what I mean. It's because it's a fun movie with, a pretty basic plot line.
Yeah.
It's a very simple origin story. He goes to get his powers. He gets fucked over. He wants to go and get
revenge
on the guy who fucked him over.
But can I tell you, I feel like the length is also super important. Like, I loved that it wasn't too long. I feel like if it was the length of a Captain America or like the Thor movie, then I wouldn't have liked it as much as I did.
Yeah, you would have got tired of it.
Yeah,
it's like how long can you go 2 hours of telling
kind of
jokes?
So that's probably another thing, one of the reasons why I really dug it as much as I did, because as soon as the movie was over, you're like, so what do you think? I'm like, I liked that it was short and that it was rated R.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, part of it that I kind of liked, too, was that they didn't have a big villain.
No. Yeah. Well, they didn't have a big anything, which was cool.
Yeah. That's what I liked about it. Because, like I said, this movie is totally a test. That's all it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And it did really well. So now they can be like, okay, now let's put some real money into the next movie. And
so the next one's got Cable. Okay.
That's what they're apparently going to do, according to the Ferris Bueller after credit scene.
So what do you think? You think time travel?
They could. They could, because if the wolf.
Oh my god! I got it.
Okay.
Deadpool is Doc Brown. Cable comes back in time and gets Jean Grey to fall in love with him. Deadpool now has to help Cable get his parents together; otherwise, they don't fall in love and conceive him. Oh my god. Please, President of Hollywood. President of Hollywood, remake Back to the Future.
As a Deadpool movie.
Kyle, I've been wanting the Back to the Future remake for forever. It's all I talk about. Like 5 years ago, they could have made it with Zac Efron, but he's too old now.
He's too old now.
But, like, make Back to the Future again. Because here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Deadpool is crazy. Like, part of his powers is that he's gone insane. That's why he's so funny. Have Cable come back in time. No one believes in time travel, obviously, because it's not possible.
Right.
Well, I guess it is. They time traveled already.
In
Days
of Future Past.
In the future, they time traveled. But so this takes place before Days of Future Past. Cable comes back in time. He gets hit. I don't know what happens. But he prevents Scott and Jean from hooking up and threatens his very existence.
Okay.
So now Deadpool has got to teach. They've got to teach Cyclops to get Jean Grey to like him with Cable's help, but they can't let him know that he's his son and that he's from the future. It's basic because, again, Deadpool, the reason why it works.
But he's Canadian.
Who is?
Deadpool.
What about it?
Well, if he's Canadian and they're not Canadian, how can he be the parent?
No.
You know what I mean?
What?
I have derailed.
The iPad turned on. It scared me. So basically, okay. So look, this is the story. This is the story. All right. One of the reasons why
did they also get in a hot tub.
One of the reasons why this movie was so successful was because it was a Valentine's movie, and people will tell you this movie's a romantic comedy. Like, there's a real legitimate romance story in this movie, and it's kind of sweet. So in that same vein, if you want to take the same tone, same comedy, same romantic tone, it's the story of Jean Grey and Scott Summers falling in love, but because of a time travel accident, Cable has gone back in time and stopped his parents from that moment that is the moment that they meet and fall in love. And so now he's prevented his own existence a la Marty McFly. And the only person who believes him is Deadpool. So now Deadpool, who is charming as fuck, has to teach Scott Summers to win the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? Like, Scott
now
is George. Scott
I'm
is George McFly.
Now. Yeah. You had me confused.
So, okay. Cyclops is George McFly. Like, he's really shy and nervous. Like, I can't wear these stupid glasses all the time. I can't even. How am I going to like me if I can't even look her in the eye? You know, it's all about confidence, man. But, trust me, we know she likes you.
But
it's
Cyclops and Jean Grey are in the Apocalypse movie.
Who cares? Use the same actor, Sansa Stark.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, okay, so. I think, though, the way that they're going to do it is it's going to be not that, but the next Wolverine movie is going to be in the future. It's going to be possible that Cable will have an appearance in that so that there's a crossover for when they do the next Deadpool movie.
Hmm.
Whatever, there's some sort of storyline in there that'll happen. That'll give you your introduction to Cable. Cable will be in Deadpool. He'll time travel back because they need to prevent whatever happens in the Wolverine movie.
Well, yeah, because the Old Man Logan movie. That's Back to the Future remake is the way to go.
I shit on your idea.
What, it would have to have a really clever name, like Back to the Fuck-ture.
What? Yeah, because that'll make a title.
Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2 the future?
Oh my God. Deadpool 2 the future. Yeah. God, that's so good.
Just, but it's like Deadpool 2 ..
The future.
The future.
Oh my God, Kyle, you solved it. Wait, do you hear that? It's the Back to the Future music.
Everybody's saying it. You should have played it then.
No, I was playing it as our outro, but... Anyways, what else do you want to say about Deadpool?
Deadpool? Go see it. Why
yeah,
not?
Go.
It's good. It's worth your money.
We spent more than half of this episode not talking about Deadpool.
To be continued.
Huzzah! Anyways, thanks for listening, jerks.
We'll be back at some point to talk about more shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
See ya. Bye.